USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A Ukrainian official tells the Washington Post that about 200 civilians, including 20 children, remain at the steel plant in Mariupol, where Ukrainian soldiers continue to refuse Russian demands to surrender. Civilians started to evacuate the plant over the weekend, this woman speaking to NBC News.
There were 40 of us, this woman says. We boiled two buckets of soup, and that was our meal for the whole day.
Some of the civilians left for Ukrainian-controlled territory. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Italian television not only repeated the false portrayal of his country invading Ukraine, he also suggested Hitler was Jewish. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, among the many who condemned the remarks.
They tap into the very old and very poisonous notion that the Jewish people themselves were the architects of the worst human atrocities of modern history, even when they were aimed at Jews themselves. Mr. Foreign Minister, you're fooling no one.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Almost two-thirds of workers at an Amazon warehouse on Staten Island, New York, rejected a union bid. The Amazon Labor Union is weighing whether or not to challenge the results. It scored a surprising victory at a nearby facility. An Oklahoma judge is allowing a lawsuit seeking reparations for the survivors and descendants of victims of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre to proceed. The suit was filed in 2020 under the state's public nuisance law. Vice President Kamala Harris has tested negative for COVID-19 nearly a week after testing positive for the virus. Her press secretary, Kirsten Allen, says Harris was prescribed the antiviral treatment Paxlovid. CDC guidelines say people can leave isolation on the sixth day after testing positive as long as they wear a mask around others. Allen said the vice president would do so for another few days. A late rally by big tech erased a slump on Wall Street Monday. The Dow rose 84 points. The Nasdaq gained 201 points. The S&P 500 added 23. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The father of JonBenet Ramsey is supporting a petition asking Colorado's governor to intervene in the investigation into the girl's death. The six-year-old was found brutally killed in the basement of the family's home in Boulder the day after Christmas more than 25 years ago. Her death was ruled a homicide, but no one was prosecuted for the crime. John Ramsey tells KUSA-TV he wants DNA evidence he claims that was never tested to be transferred away from Boulder police and wants a different agency to investigate the crime. A major New England city has violated a group's constitutional rights.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Monday unanimously ruled that the city of Boston violated the First Amendment when it said a local organization could not fly a Christian flag in front of City Hall. Justice Stephen Breyer, who delivered the opinion of the court, said if the city flies flags to communicate its own messages, it is immune from free speech violation claims. But if it creates an open forum, which it has done for years, Boston cannot discriminate based on different perspectives, the court ruled. The ones that did the suing, Camp Constitution, says its goal is to enhance understanding of their Judeo-Christian moral heritage. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's population declined again last year. State officials say the shrinkage is due to a slowdown in births and immigration, coupled with an increase in deaths and people leaving the state. It's still the country's most populous state with more than 39 million residents. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.